Hello.
How are you doing?
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Indie Media Radio London, broadcasting every Wednesday at 1 live on Residence 104.4 FM. Coming up in the next hour,
we have got news from Fairford, latest direct actions, and
secret GM experiments,
and news from rejected asylum seekers, and
various bits
crank
of comedy,
and global news and UK news,
and all our favourite tunes, one of which is
Party People, Party People, then you'll get funky. So silent voice, then you'll get funky. The Zulu Nation, then you'll get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just stay strong. Just get on down and hit me. That rock that's getting so funky that hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams. How about the seats? Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
This is a living dream.
Love, life, live.
Come play.
The game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free.
Listening to Indie Media Radio London on Resonance FM 104.4, bypassing the corporate media machine.
Okay, hello, and that was Africa Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock. And now,
say that again.
Rock, rock, rally wacket. Okay, now we're going to have some a jingle. As I understand it,
no. To the hell with
stop
the itinerary.
Do you know what you're listening to? It's Indie Media Radio London, broadcasting live on Resonance 104.4 FM. We've got some information from the Air Force at Fairford, the US Air Force base, was broken into again by over 20 people. On March the 9th, the trespass delayed military action takeoff for over half an hour, a small step in the grand scheme of things, but proof, say the protesters, that they can have an effect on the American war effort. The US base at Fairford has the longest runway in Europe and is the closest military airfield to Iraq, except for the base at Diego Garcia. Both these bases, both these airfields will be used in any attempt made to level Baghdad in the coming weeks. Bombers are there now and are still arriving. Despite the fact that the next mass action called for at Fairford is not until the 22nd of March, these activists made their way straight to the runway in planes last Sunday. Fences were breached in at least 10 places, according to a police radio, and four protesters sat down to blockade the runway. A number of activists also breached an arms dump while munitions were being transferred to the bombers. At least 20 people were arrested in this action. Nearly all of those were charged with aggravated trespass and bailed on condition that they avoid all military establishments and the entire surrounding area of Fairford, so not allowed to go back then. There was one comment, there was a lot of comments posted to this story, which is on the Indie Media Bristol site, but one of them was this. I'm a teacher, and as such, have never been arrested in my life. But there comes a time when you've got to stand up for justice and realise that doing the right thing is not always the right thing to do. I salute those people who lie down and get arrested. I'll be there on the 22nd, and I won't be in the mood for standing around singing Give Peace a Chance.
Hello, gardeners, and welcome. We're going to explore a completely new product. Yeah, that's right, a product which was going to revolutionize your lives. I've seen you struggling with the lawn. I've seen you trying to pluck those weeds out from within the cabbage patch. Oh yeah, I've been watching. But now there's a product which is going to help you. That's right, it's the Daisy Cutter. A huge bomb that's dropped on your garden from about 3,000 feet. It's guaranteed to get rid of all of those unwanted garden pests. The only problem is, it's gonna get rid of everything within a 15 square mile radius. The Daisy Cutter, available at a defense initiative near you.
We're on.
Okay, we're still talking about Fairford. Last Monday, US soldiers moved the peace camp at Fairford to erect an extension to the perimeter fence that encloses the access road on which the camp had previously been sited. Protesters at the Gate 10 peace camp outside RAF Fairford reported that US soldiers removed banners from the fence and gate and destroyed them. While Gloucestershire police looked on, the American and British contractors erected an extension to the existing fence, taking it beyond the site of the camp, beside the access road and right up to the highway. When challenged that they were unable to present any documentation to support their claims of authorization for the development, well, they just went ahead anyway. Fortunately, a local authority planning enforcement officer was present at the camp and was able to enlighten the Americans on the niceties of British town and country planning law. Under this planning law, permission by application to Cotswold District Council would have been required for the erection of the fence. The Americans, however, are relying on wide-reaching exemptions and immunity from planning law for Crown land to avoid these inconsiderate formalities of a democratic state, but would nevertheless be expected to have consulted with a local authority, something that clearly wasn't the case. The peace camp has now moved a few feet around the corner onto county council-owned Grass Verge. The council are currently subject to a 28-day order signed by the Home Secretary, allowing local police to stop and search cars and pedestrians, although so far the status of cyclists is not known. Recent searches and arrests around Fairford suggest that the order is being used to discourage legitimate protest.
Coming back to protesters' rights, earlier on this week, one protester had his sandwiches searched. Yes, you did hear that correctly. Under Section 60 of the Public Order Act, designed to prevent serious public disorder, because a police officer said he thought a weapon might be concealed in them. We've heard a number of comments from other protesters who tell us that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and that the line between peaceful demonstrators, football hooligans and terrorists is being blurred by police at Fairford. Civil liberties are among the first casualties in any war, and civil liberties and the right to protest peacefully are certainly coming under attack at Fairford. And this post is from Berkshire CIA, which is obviously a kind of parody name, are concerned about this and have decided we want to do something about it. We are therefore volunteering to coordinate monitoring of any breaches of civil liberties at Fairford over the next few weeks. If the circumstances warrant it, we will pass on a dossier of evidence to Liberty, the National Council for Civil Liberties, to document what has happened and voice our concerns. So, they say, if you've been involved at protesting at Fairford and feel you have been treated unreasonably by the authorities, searched on spurious grounds, unlawfully arrested, detained without reason or even assaulted, then please let CIA Berkshire know. They can't offer legal advice but can act as a clearinghouse to collect and report any information of concern. The information that they will need will be the name, a date and time of incident, place where incident happened, summary of what happened and why it was unreasonable, names, ID numbers of police officers, armed forces personnel involved, and what was the justification given for the conduct by the officers, names of any witnesses, details of any follow-up action. Now you can check all of this out at CIA... let me get the email here. Berkshire CIA, and their email is berkshirecia@hotmail.com. And also, another thing from Berkshire CIA, as many of you may know, RAF Welford near Newbury in Berkshire is one of the United States Air Force biggest munition dumps in Europe. The base stores bombs for use at RAF Fairford, where B-52 bombers have been recently stationed ready to attack Iraq. Welford appears to be gearing up in readiness for war, and preparations to transport bombs to Fairford are at an advanced stage. It is important, say CIA Berkshire, that a watch is kept on the base over the next few weeks, and they are writing to ask for volunteers who are willing to help in the task. If people can't be part of a regular rota, please help if you can make occasional visits or keep an eye out or drive past the base on the M4. There is a slip road to RAF Welford between junctions 13 and 14 on the northern side of the M4, signposted works units only. So if anyone's able to help out with watching Welford, please email Berkshire Citizens Inspection Agency, CIA, at this address, or telephone Peter on 0118 966 8328. Okay, so that's CIA, Berkshire CIA at hotmail.com.
You guys working on a new album?
Yeah.
Great.
You want to hear a new album?
I want to be on the album.
I don't know about that.
Check it out, yo, it's clear. I'm burning out the candles here, the open-toed sandals here. I finesse any way I dress, capital F-R-E-S-H, so fresh.
Yeah. The masculine who suppress pain like aspirin, giraffing of the best trained assassin. Yeah. Your class pins get thrown in the trash bin. You leeches and has-beens get your teeth smashed in. How did you keep a furnace? We kept it earnest. Pores puncture your epidermis and swell up enormous. Smoother than candles or flannel pajamas. We raid the city, your candles and dismantle informers. The omen.
We blowing. Never knowing where we going when we flowing with the fresh words spoken. You joking, cause my mic's smoking. Hoping that you get a chance to get into the open for some fresh air. But you already there? Hey yo, I'm in the clear west of the hemisphere. J5 Musketeers, Zorro, with the oral editorial. The moral of the story, I'm professional. J5 MC. On them seas that make me nauseous, I feel that it's important, so let's write and go record. There's no need for a pause if you're kicking the raw shit. We rotate tracks, double back, just like swordfish. Sean Gibbs is giving with precision. It's I, dominator, illustrator of this lyrical pop. Why you living a lie? Just unloosen your top so you can check the way we do this. In conclusion, we fly.
Yo, with the view from the bird's eye, with words I've flown, I symbolize a skull and a crossbone. The S to the O-U, P to the is A. Sharp like the baby stab the back of the OJs.
J-Bomb MC. Sing a song.
Want to travel the world? see exotic places, meet exciting people, and then kill them, then the British Forces is the place to be. We've been training killers for years, and given the routing we've had in Iraq, and combined with further knowledge of future conflicts, we're reducing the age at which you can join to 8 years old. So if you're good at torturing insects, like dropping shopping trolleys onto oncoming trains, or a bit of bullying in the playground, then we want to hear from you. British Army, call us on 0800 666 666. Firefighting skills will also be required.
Okay, so before that Army recruitment ad, you were listening to Jurassic 5 and the after-school special. Now, many people believe that the Bush-Blair war machine's March 17th deadline for Iraq to disarm is actually the date for the start of the war, in which case peace activists have only a few days left to try and stop the war. Now, obviously for our listeners at the Radio Authority, we're not advocating that anybody takes any of the following actions, but what is it that people can do to make their protest heard?
Found a pamphlet, which is a little book called Delia Smith's Guide to Basic Blockading. And what would you say about Delia Smith's Guide to Basic Blockading?
Well, certainly she's gone from dumplings to direct actions, it looks like, and no longer chained at the in the kitchen. She's chained herself to Downing Street's gates. So there's a bit more info from Penny.
It says inside, an unnecessary introduction. It's quite a funny pamphlet. It says, when you consider the number of people that regularly watch Countdown or buy Anglers Monthly, it is quite remarkable that Direct Action has such a relatively small following. And then it goes on to detail what sorts of direct action are out there and how to kind of take direct action against things that you think need direct action taking against. So look out for this pamphlet.
Where can you get it?
There's
a website.
Yeah, there is a website. I'm just trying to find it here.
It must be delia.org or something. DeliaDumpling.org.
Delia Dumpling.
We had it a minute ago, didn't we? Maybe we can go back to that.
Don't cook a rat, just cook.
You're listening to the Indie Media Radio London crew live on Resonance 104.4 FM. One of the things that I saw, if for people who, for whatever reason, are a bit scared of direct action, is to send a letter to the Pope. Now, he's been one of the most vocal opponents to the war. Bush Jr. is himself a Methodist, but a quarter of his electorate is Catholic. And what people are suggesting is that the Pope goes and becomes a human shield in Baghdad to prevent any bombs falling. If anyone wants to send a letter to the Pope suggesting he can do this, there's some information on the Indie Media website, on the Newswire. The site is indiemedia.org.uk. Have we found Delia yet?
Yeah, we have. Delia, your feedback is welcomed. Email delia@talk.to or visit www.talk.to/Delia.
Another psychopath in Iowa, loading up another round, while the NRA and Columbine hunt Marilyn Manson down. Powder in the Pentagon, crew letters in the mail, some KKK white supremacist cooking up a dose of race hate. I tell you now, I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, I cut no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me chest black, yeah. I don't need no country, I don't fly no flag, I cut no slack for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me chest black, yeah. So baby in Afghanistan, Crown Force mama now, while the BMP scare refugees senseless up in Oldham Town. Hypocrites in Downing Street, pouring petrol on a flame,
capital crime. Ask Patty, why do we always get the blame? I'm telling you now.
I don't need no country. I don't fly no plan. I got no flag for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet lagged. Yeah. I don't need no country.
Lays down her weary head in some free trade zone compound where they work ya till you're dead. Hunger stalks the corridors, famine and disease. I seen the multinationals walking hand in hand with globalizing marketeers. I tell you now,
I don't need no country. I don't find no fame. I come on the side for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet lagged, yeah. I don't need no country, I don't find no friend. I got no time for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet lagged, yeah. I don't need no country, I don't find no friend. I got no time for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet lagged, yeah. I don't need no country, slap for the Union Jack. Stars and stripes got me jet lagged, yeah.
Sing a song for the Venus side of the secret phone. Frightened baby on some Harlem beach. You better bang a gong and pray to the beach. Say promise. You better sing a song for the Venus side of the secret phone. Baby, on some Harlem beach, we better bang a gong and pray that we should safe harbor.
You're listening to Indie Media Radio London on Resonance FM 104.4. Your radical radio.
Back, that was the Alabama 3 from the Peace Not War CD. And just to highlight what was said earlier about the Pope and his supreme faith, then handy thing for the Pope, of course, is that he does have a bulletproof Pope-mobile, which won't, of course, stop the daisy cutter or the new £91,000 bomb that the US have just tested.
Is that the mother of all bombs?
The mother of all
bombs. I object to that bomb being called the mother of anything. Yeah. It ain't no mother.
Sick.
Anyway, you're listening to Indie Media Radio London. We're broadcasting live on on Resonance 104.4 FM. Coming up now, we've got some news from the Global News
Hall. Yeah, Global News. Excuse me. From Papua New Guinea, Papuan human rights organisation ELSHAM and the Australian West Papua Association warn that the current tensions in Papua will increase the level of violence in the province. The January 27th presidential instruction number 1/2003, which plans to divide Papua into three separate provinces, is legally problematic, as it contradicts the 2001 special autonomy law, which holds a more legitimate legal status than the presidential instruction. The instruction is a contradiction because, according to the 2001 law, Papua could be divided into several provinces only if it were an aspiration of the Papuan people and as a consequence passed by the Papuan People's Assembly. The international community has already publicly supported the Indonesian Special Autonomy Law of 2001 for Papua. David Engel, director of the Indonesian desk of the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, said in September last year, "We believe the issue of separatisation can be addressed substantially through dialogue on the basis of special autonomy."
The Australian government has not yet made a public statement regarding its position on the presidential instruction. The presidential instruction is causing confusion for various levels of Papuan society and has already met both pro- and anti-division demonstrators throughout the entire province. An Elsham spokesperson, John Rumbick, believes that the conflict between these two camps could easily incite violence. John Rumbick believes that the division would encourage horizontal conflict among Papuans and is not the aspiration of the Papuan people. The province divisions would be followed by military expansion and marginalise the Papuan people without addressing the problems of welfare in Papua. All this would lead to even more oppression and instability affecting the economic and political interests of the international community.
Now, secret GM crop experiments use Terminator genes. Environmental and consumer groups across the UK are furious that GM oilseed rape crops grown across the country within FarmScale evaluations programme have contained highly controversial Terminator genes. Such genes create male sterility in the plants and make it impossible to save seed for future use. Farmers have protested strongly about this technology and understood that the biotechnology multinationals have agreed to phase it out. Biologists are also very concerned because the assertion of Terminator genes into plants makes them behave in very erratic and unpredictable ways. The use of this technology in farm-scale oilseed rape trials, about 150 in all, has been kept secret by Bayer Crop Science, the seed owners, and DEFRA. However, Dr. Maiwan Ho and Dr. Joe Cummins, two scientists working for the Institute of Science in Society, have undertaken painstaking research which has revealed how the GM oilseed rape plants have been engineered. They are extremely worried by what they have found, since some of the genetic components of the GM plants could wreak havoc when they spread to non-GM varieties and related weeds. The doomsday scenario is that sterility could spread across populations of brassicas like broccoli, mustard and cauliflower, and also wild relatives, and ultimately lead to their extermination. GM-free Simru has asked for an urgent parliamentary question to be addressed to the Secretary of State for the Environment on this issue. Spokesman Dr. Brian Johns said, NGOs across the country feel that we have been betrayed on this issue. There has been total secrecy about the use of these Terminator genes in the GM oilseed rape trials. We knew that off-the-record trials have been underway within the FSE programme, for seed planting densities have been going up year on year, and we have never had a satisfactory explanation for this. Then on the 30th of January, Margaret Beckett gave a hint in Parliament there was something different about the GM oilseed rape varieties being used in Britain as compared with varieties planted in Canada and the USA. Now we know what has been going on. There has been deceit and evasion at every turn, and the farm-scale evaluations of GM crops are revealed as having very sinister side effects. For the full report, click on www.icis.org.uk.
Nescafé Anand presents a delicious new dessert, Condoleezza Rice. It's quite sweet, and it has got a bit of a bitter aftertaste, but it is microwavable. Be warned, however, when you put it in the oven, it has got a tendency to blow up and spatter you and your family with hot, sticky, napalm-like stuff. Also be warned that it contains E-1441.
gone without a second. It matters little whether we call him Allah, Buddha, Christ, or Jehovah. He belongs equally to us all.
You're listening to Indie Media Radio London. Don't hate the media, be the media. You just heard the State of Bengal on a track called Rama Communication. You're still with the Indie Media Radio London crew. We're live on Resonance 104.4 FM. We've got some news from the Global Newswire. Now, all of these stories can be found at, what is it, the .org site. So that's indiemedia.org.
Indiemedia.org.
That's the international page.
Unless we say otherwise.
Unless we say otherwise.
In which case, with the Bayer stories, they do get mailed to the Indiemedia lists, and we do use those. But you really want to check out the CGB Bayer Watch website.
Yeah. Okay, in Shannon, despite Ireland being a supposedly neutral state, the Irish airport Shannon was one of the major bases for the US to fly soldiers and material to the Middle East. Now, three of the four US companies that undertake those flights have stopped all traffic through Shannon for safety reasons. Might have something to do with the fact that on three occasions in the last few weeks, activists got onto the airport runway and into the hangars and demolished planes with hammers, making them unfit to fly. What a shame. Flights, however, will now continue via Frankfurt Airport in Germany.
And that's from Ireland Indie Media. I don't know what the URL is.
Offhand. Well, it's on the .org site, so you can start there and then click onto Ireland.
Yep. Okay, some more global news. A request for help. I am from the US. I heard about the following message. I'm looking for help for Mrs. Lily Lin, a UK practitioner to be deported back to China. She's a Falun Gong practitioner in the UK and is now held at a detention centre in Manchester Airport, waiting to be deported back to China at any moment. As a practitioner of the banned Falun Gong spiritual movement, she could face incarceration, torture, or even murder if she was sent back to her home country. Lily Lin, 28, applied for asylum in Manchester in October 2001 on grounds of being a practitioner of Falun Gong. In April 2002, Lily Lin was married to Zhenfei Zhang, a PhD student at Liverpool University who was also a Falun Gong practitioner. She moved from Manchester to Liverpool to live with her husband and informed the Home Office of her change of address. Since then, she has reported to the Home Office in Liverpool regularly.
However, the Home Office refused her asylum application and sent the refusal letter to her old address. Therefore, she was not aware of the refusal letter at all until it was too late.
Failing to appeal against the Home Office decision in time, she had been listed to deportation. At 3 p.m, 26th of February this year, as usual, Lily went to report to the Home Office in Liverpool. Out of the blue, an immigration officer announced that she was to be deported immediately. She asked to see her husband, but was refused. Four tall and strong policemen came up and pressed her down to the floor and dragged her into a room where she was locked until 8:30 p.m. She was not given any food or water. When she was locked in there, they were then sent her to a deportation centre in Manchester, where she was still not provided with food or water, and was not allowed to contact her husband. It was until 1:20 a.m. on the 27th of February that she was able to get in touch with her husband with the help of a kind-hearted staff member. By that time, her husband had been extremely worried about her whereabouts, as she had failed to go home after midnight.
Lily would be put in a dangerous situation if she was deported back to China. She's been an active Falun Gong practitioner in the UK and voluntarily runs a free Falun Gong exercise teaching class in Liverpool, together with her husband. Her husband's name appears in Falun Gong leaflets and website, which are widely and openly distributed. She frequently went to the Chinese consulate in Manchester and Chinese embassy in London to appeal and demonstrate. It's undoubtedly that the Chinese government knows this family's involvement with Falun Gong. Failure to protect this family could result in unnecessary tragedy. Further contact. There must be a Falun Gong website, but I don't have it here.
Google search it.
Yeah, Google search it.
Google.
Phone numbers, Jenfei Zhang, husband of Lily, is 07789-914-701, and...
Say that again.
Yeah, it's 07789-914-701, and Ms. Zenfang, is 07818-037-273.
Last Saturday, women, thousands of women in over 70 countries took part in International Women's Day under the slogan Invest in Caring, Not Killing. March the 8th has been earmarked as a day where women all over the world come together to take simultaneous actions and strikes, breaking the divisions of race, nation, religion, and language. This year's Women's Day took particular recognition of the war preparations and increases in military budgets. Women all over the world voiced the need to reclaim these budgets. How much is it? $800 million? $900 billion, isn't it, the military budgets? Anyway, they demanded a change in the priorities of the global economy.
Loads of money.
Because what is it? $80 billion? $80 million that would solve world poverty, something like that, 10% of the military budget. Anyway, the changes the women fought for on International Women's Day include paid recognition to carers and rights to resources such as land and water. Women do two-thirds of the world's work, mostly unwaged or low-waged, and mostly caring work. Women and children pay most for war and weapons as well. They make up 70% of the victims of armed conflict and 80% of refugees and displaced people.
Like a Japanese cowboy.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Hi there. My name's Jerry Calvin. I'm working. You may have heard of me before.
I've seen you before.
You may have seen me.
You're on TV, ain't you?
Certainly am on TV, and now you see me here. I'm doing a live recording here for the radio. Well, it's going to be semi-recorded for the radio and semi for the TV. I can't work out which at the moment. Right now, though, this is CNN, ABC, and XYZ, mostly BS. Coming at you live, I've got a question for you, sir.
Fire ahead, Jerry. I'm a big fan of yours.
You're going to be a big fan after this.
Could you sign my butt with this belt tip?
Excuse me, sir?
I said, would you sign my butt with this belt tip?
I think you had better have a pretty long name, sir. Okay, I've got a question for you here. Okay, you ready?
Sure, fire away, Jerry. I'm a big fan, as I said. Folks back home ain't gonna believe this.
Thank you very much. Now, what do you think here about the possibility of a war on Iraq?
Well, I personally am shocked, and I think it's a real bad idea.
Why?
I heard that it might put gasoline up by at least 3 cents a gallon.
Well, I don't see that as such a big problem, because if we get control of those oil, we as in the U.S. administration get control of those oil fields, then we're going to be firing on all cylinders.
But 3 cents a gallon, I use a lot of oil every goddamn week. That's going to cost me a whole heap of my check.
And what just do you use that car for?
Well, I'm actually just driving to my living room at the moment.
Sun. That was a Cold Cut remix. You're still with Indie Media Radio London. We're still live on Resonance 104.4. Coming up, some more global news.
Yep. Defence Department retreat after advertisement parody. The Department of Defence has withdrawn advertising from all student media around Australia because of an ad bust done by Vertigo, the student newspaper of the University of Technology, Sydney. The move comes in response to a controversial full-page parody of defence recruitment advertising, which features in the latest edition. Vertigo's ad bust satirically portrays the Department of Defence as a political tool of an Australian government intent on participating in an unsanctioned invasion of Iraq. Vertigo had earlier rejected Defence Department requests for advertising space, a move that instigated a boycott of defence advertising by a number of student publications at major Australian universities. The ad bust subtly highlights the hypocritical nature of a possible invasion of another country being undertaken by the Department of Defence. We see it as a great victory that students are no longer being inundated with inaccurate representations of the Defence Force, said Vertigo spokesman. 150 peace activists arrested before a... Sorry, that was the end of it.
Right. Okay, so we're going east of here anyway, in Belgium. On the 1st of March, an action should have taken place to block the 18 military transports from German-US bases to the Belgium harbour of Antwerp. During the briefing, even before any action had started, all 150 peace activists were arrested and deported to a police depot in Ghent, some 50 kilometres away, where they were kept for the legally maximum of 12 hours. The Minister for Internal Affairs had ordered zero tolerance. It was forbidden to enter an area of 50 metres around the rail tracks, as well as the harbour of Antwerp. The arrests were taking place within Paris Centre, with a group of under 6 years watching. The whole action was filmed by the police, even though that is illegal in Belgium, and the activists noted numerous other irregularities as well.
24,912, 24,913, 24,914.
Mate, what are you doing? Counting the amount of protesters or something?
No, number of Che Guevara images.
Right, the following story was forwarded to IMC by a US group called Anti-Racist Action. It is an account of what the state of California is doing to Bernell Butler, a family member of Taisha Miller, a young black woman brutally murdered in Riverside, California on December the 28th, 1998. There have been protest marches and direct actions, including occupations of freeways, in an attempt to get justice for Taisha Miller and the rest of her family. However, a warmongering US judge has given Bernell Butler the choice of going to fight in Iraq or jail. Right. This is the case of a black family man and activist being railroaded by the authorities. The call is for everyone concerned about the killing of Taisha Miller in 1998 to get back involved and do something for Bernell Butler to fight back in solidarity. The whole peace movement needs to deal with this case. The terms of his original suspended sentence are that his sentence would be suspended only if he was called up by the Navy to fight in Iraq. Taisha's cousin, Rev Bernell Butler, was a key spokesperson for the family after she was shot multiple times by the Riverside police. He organised a group of ministers and laypeople who demanded justice, and he led hundreds of people in protests and civil disobedience to expose the racism inside the Riverside Police Department. Bernell is currently in jail at the Banning Facility on a $250,000 bail. He was convicted of simple assault, and in 2000 a firearm restriction was imposed as part of his probation. He has been on a suspended 6-month jail term at contingent on him being called up by the Navy to go to Iraq. If the Navy do not call him to active duty by April the 18th 2003, he will be ordered to serve time. This sentence was imposed. The sheriff sent 17 officers to his house to arrest him with a search warrant. They did find a gun on his premises, but this was a family heirloom, in which case his bail was then put back up to $250,000 without explanation. So that's the story. It's quite a difficult story, but you can check this out on indymedia.org, and if anyone out there would like to give support, please contact Anti-Racist Action. Okay.
Thank you. a track from Argentina's kind of Picatero's dance band. It's from what I call the Latin Lovers mix. We're going to say goodbye now and sign out. It's been great speaking to you all, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
We'll be back again same time next week. That's Wednesday, 1 o'clock, live on Resonance 104.4 FM. What are we going to play out with? Some comedy.
Some comedy. But don't forget, direct action and protesting on the streets not the only way to stop or attempt to stop the war in Iraq. You can do stuff in your own workplace,
like
bring awareness.
Phone in sick.
And go on actions.
Get information to people, tell people what the truth is, and hopefully this will change people's conscious minds.
We'll see you all next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Jabellas.
Tired of a life of debt? Working never-ending hours for a never-ending overdraft? Well, here's a way to bring it under control. IBB Financial Services will help you sort out your financial concerns with one easy-to-pay lump sum. To sum it up, it's a lump of concrete to throw through any nearby bank window. IBB, International Black Bloc, providing financial services to those most in need. This is your chance to bring down your debt and the entire banking system with it. IBB International Black Bloc.
Hi! Want to get involved in a revolution? Now's your chance! With a special offer of only £12.50 annual subscription, you can join Globalized Resistance and become a fully paid-up member of the anti-capitalist movement. If you apply within 2 weeks, you'll get a free What to Do at a Protest kit, containing one flag, instructions on how to make a placard, and a CD containing famous chants such as What Do We Want? And When Do We Want It? To learn in the comfort of your own home. Subscribe to the revolution today. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer
is blowing in the wind. I could never get a good night's sleep. I used to wake up in a terrible sweat just thinking about government policy. Issues like selling pork jets, homelessness, poverty, drug addiction, lack of redistribution of wealth. It was awful. But now, all that has gone. I now don't lose any sleep over troublesome issues, because I've embraced a world of complete ignorance. Life is so much better. Before I had my eyes open wide, but now my head is buried in the sand. No more worries. Ignorance, it really is bliss.
That was a broadcast on behalf of the Labour Party. Welcome to Book Review. And this week we're looking at It Might Just Happen, a compelling biography by Michael Owen, starring the player who wrote the book when he was only 18. Some may argue that he hasn't actually had a life yet, and that's why he's gone on to detail what might actually happen in his life. In his book, we hear how he could become a drug smuggler, tells of how he might then become a
gunrunner for a Sierra Leonean rebel leader. Later we learned, shocked as his family find out about his slide into oblivion, as he might lose all his money in a casino debt. My God, we watch helpless as he could potentially have his legs cut off in a tragic gardening accident. Yes, on the shelf from later this month, it might just happen. Then again, maybe just leave it on the shelf.
Indie media, physical fact. George Bush's eyes are somewhat too far inside his head. This gives him a somewhat monkey-like look.
Indie media, physical fact. Claire Short is in fact only short on morals, because in fact she's quite tall.
Indie media, physical fact. Gordon Brown's actually quite overweight, proving that when it comes to second helpings, he's not so prudent.
Indie media, physical fact. Robin Cook is really rather odd looking. He wouldn't be out of place in your garden gnome. I mean home.
Indie media, physical fact. Condoleezza Rice uses large amounts of chemicals to straighten her hair. Indie media, physical fact. William Hague is bald.
Indie media, physical fact. Cherie Blair is in fact a slave of Satan.
BBC Radio 4 presents a compelling new look at the international anti-capitalist movement. A real-life recording of 12 days in the life of a protester. Day 1.
Saw a protest on the web in an undisclosed European city. Thousands of people expected. Protest is about preventing global pollution.
Day 2.
Bought tickets from Ryanair today to get to the undisclosed European city. Can't wait to get there and shout at the delegates about global warming.
Day 3.
Gyros run out. Had to rifle through parents' pockets to get some money.
Day 4.
Dreadlocks are quite itchy. Maybe I should wash more.
Day 5.
Arrived in undisclosed European city. Found out it was the wrong one. Gonna have to buy another ticket.
Day 6.
Success. Have arrived. Beer's cheap here.
Day 7.
Went to non-violent protest meeting. Discussed strategies about how to smash capitalism and destroy international banking system. Agreed to discuss it further. Later went to a bank to draw out some money for tonight's session.
Day 8.
Joined demo being led by the international and Leninist European-wide coalition bloc. Don't know why, but we were all at the back of the demo.
Day 9.
Saw international black bloc attacking a bank and told them that non-violence is wrong. One said, Vaffanculo. I must look that up on the internet tonight for a translation. On the way home, I was smashed in the face by the police.
Day 10.
Apparently the conference continued unhindered. People were reporting more than they were protesting. I think that's sick. Wrote a report and then went to bed.
Day 11.
Arrived back at Stansted Airport. Passport control asked me my name. Fascist bastards.
Day 12.
Went back to work. Oh well.
What, really, really nice.